Welcome back to another edition of the Travelog Media Podcast. I'm Jason Claral, podcasting from Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. It's a fine Sunday in February, the month of love and friendship, and I'm sitting in Parque Central, where people are gathering to celebrate the Festival de Chocolate. Preparing, of course, for El Día del Cariño, otherwise known as Valentine's Day.
Bueno, y hacemos una cordial invitación al público que se encuentra acá en el Parque Central al Festival del Chocolate. Festival del Chocolate acá en el Corredor del Frontispicio. Encontrarás empresas dedicadas a la elaboración del chocolate acá en Ciudad de Quetzaltenango. En el Día del Cariño, regala una tableta de chocolate o bombonería de chocolate también.
Okay, I'm here at Entremundos in Quetzaltenango, Guatemala, in downtown near Central Park. There's a Festival de Chocolate going on, and I'm here with Gigi, Viajera from Montreal. Welcome.
Hola. Hi. How are you?
Okay. Can you start just with a little bit of an introduction? You're from Montreal. Tell
yes,
us a little bit about
that. Yes. I'm French-Canadian. I'm now 68. And while I took my retirement, I retired when I was about 64. And I decided that I would like to, from now then, to travel a bit and to live maybe all my winter outside of Montreal. And since I traveled a lot when I was young. So one day I was looking for a place to go, and with my daughter, she wants to come with me for the first time. And so a friend of mine suggested me Guatemala. And since another friend of mine had already suggested me Guatemala también, I decided to come here to visit. So the first time I came with my daughter, we were here for about a month. And what we did is we did all the like the tourist kind of trail, like Guatemala City, then Antigua, the lake, and she went to Simuchempe, where I did not go, and then Tikal, the north, and everything. And then I decided I liked it, and I decided that the next year I will come back here, the next winter. So that's what I did. And you want to know how I chose Chile?
Yeah, what? Why Shayla? What? How did you discover Shayla, and what do you like about it?
It's a very funny thing. I do believe in the message of life, and I'm very like listening to what life put in front of me. And the thing happened is that when I was here with my daughter, we met two German, a couple German, and at one time we met them in Antigua. We left them; they were coming here to do some hiking. And while my daughter and I were going toward Tikal, toward the lake that time. And so what happened is that we meet them again at the lake, and they spoke to me about here a little bit. And so that was it for that. And then I went back home, and I have a friend who is a big traveler, and he's traveling for many years. He's been all around. And I told him I would be coming back to Guatemala. And then he said to me, I'm going to go. He said, there's a region I haven't seen. And he said, Shayla. And for me, it was like two persons speaking to me about Shayla within a month. And so I started to look on the internet. And the thing is that I read two things on the internet. Oh, people love it, or people hate it. People who waited spoke about the cold, they spoke about the dust, they spoke about, you know, and for them it wasn't worth to come here. But then the people who love it, they spoke about the heart of the town and the charm and everything. And I decided, because two persons spoke to me about it, I decided that I would come. And also, I don't really like the big heat. I don't want the winter anymore, but for me, it seemed like it was like a mixture of spring during the day and autumn during the night. And I kind of, my two favorite seasons. So I figure out, and I rent already for 6 months. I find myself in a little apartment on the internet, and I rented for 6 months. And my friend traveler said, you're crazy, you haven't even seen it. I said, I feel it's there. And so that's how I came here. That's how I first came here.
And Entremundos, we met here at Entremundos. So how did you first discover Entremundos?
Well, the thing is that the first year I was here, meaning 14 and 15, the winter of 14 and 15, November to... What was I wanting to do? I had to ask an information about something, and I came here and I met Fabio. And then I went home, that was it. I was living in my apartment that I really loved, by the way. And so, but the year after, when I contacted to rent my apartment, it wasn't available. And I was looking for a place to live. So I kept looking on the net and everything. And then I saw that Entremundo was renting up rooms. And since I've been here and I met the guy, and also since it's an organization and I know the money will go to help, and I like the idea of being close to an organization, I decide I rent a room here. So that's my first year. And since then, I've been coming back here.
And what about your Spanish? Did you speak Spanish when you first came to Guatemala?
Not really. I was in Mexico in 1971, so that's a long time ago, and I had catch few words. But when I came here, it's kind of few came up easily, but the simple one, like, you know, what I want, where I want to go, and things like that, but not that much. But I find out that my French was helping me a lot, because it's so similar that I could find out that I could practically speak French with a little Spanish accent and add a ho or a hey, etc., and that I could get along pretty fine for 75% of the time. And then, but I wanted to speak better, so I did meet a private teacher, because I didn't, at my age, I really don't want any other, like, I've been working for many years, so right now I'm not at a point where I want too much thing that I have to do. So a private school did not interest me, because I went to a few of them, but they all want 5 hours a day, because they say the teacher are not ready to take somebody only for two hours a day, because then they lost the opportunity to do a five-hour one. So finally I find myself... a teacher, and a private teacher. But the problem with me is that I'm kind of losing my memory and some of my faculties, and it was really hard for me to be in a schedule, and him, the teacher, even though he was very nice, but he was kind of expecting and be surprised that the class after or the week after, I didn't remember what I've learned the week before. And so... slowly, I start to cut hours and tell him I need break between classes to really get my head to recognize and remember the thing. And finally, I decide to stop it. And what I did is, like, here in Entremundo, there's a girl, and she's also a teacher. And I met her, and I asked her if I could just speak with her. And I just wanted to correct me. No grammar, no nothing to learn. Just like to see all the error I was making regularly and correct those for me. And so we did that for 1 year I was here. And since then, really, I just go by here. I really just go by here. Sometimes I do forget for it, but then, you know, with my French, it does help me a lot. And I speak with my smile and my hands, and and they're so open to, they're so happy that we just try to speak their language. And really, contrary to all the young people who come, I don't want to make a career out of it. I just want to communicate with people. That's my main purpose in traveling, is meeting people and communicate with them.
Yeah, that's important, right? I'm still struggling a little bit with my Spanish, but I forget, you know, a lot too, even since I've been here in May. But You mentioned Mexico. Are there any other travel experiences you can talk about?
Well, I did Asia, Southeast Asia, I did Greece, I did Canada and the States and things like that. But really, Guatemala is for me. It's the people, really. It is the people. But usually I come 6 months a year. And this year I decide that it will maybe be good for me to start to see other things while I can, while I'm lucky enough to be able to still traveling and to be do things like that. And so I went to pass 3 months in Mexico, and now I'm here for 3 months. And really, I fell in love again with Mexico. It's very different. It's different thing. It's like, but here for me, it's the people, really. It's the, mostly the people. Yeah. But I will go back to Mexico next year.
Okay, very good. Any other suggestions, comments, recommendations you might have for anyone listening who's considering coming to Sheila?
Okay. Sheila is great. I think Sheila is great. I would say, I remember when I first got here, I would say, I don't know what it is. There's something about that. I mean, I'm going to tell you up front, it's ugly. It's dirty. It's polluated. It's the road. It's hard to walk. You have to look at the road all the time because they're not straight. It's really easy to fall. But I kept, the first year I was here, I kept saying to myself, what is it about that place that is so great? And it's the energy. It's the energy of Sheila. I love the energy of Sheila. And I remember at one time after my second 2 months here, I said, I know what it is. It's a city to live in. It's not really a city to visit. There's not that many things a tourist will come and find here, really. It's my point of view. I mean, some people maybe would say, well, no, there's so many. But I don't think tourists come here to visit Sheila. You come here to do trekking, like those two young German I met. I think there's a lot of nice trekking. So if you are into that, there is opportunity. But that doesn't make you stay here for a week or 2 weeks or to a month, you know. But the energy of the place, because everybody here comes here for studying Spanish. It's a great place for studying because contrary to other places, like if you go study and it's very touristy, then you study, but then your life can be in English all the time. While here, it's amazing, like you can be an American, an Italian, a French, and whoever, and English is not the language you're going to speak. Spanish is. And so for learning your Spanish, it is a great place. Also, all the school, the people who come to study, they really sometimes get involved in organization. And all the other kind of people who come are the one who just come for to get involved. So there's a big, such a great energy of doing things. And that is one thing. And then the other thing that I find so great here, it's so easy to get a life here. It's so easy when you arrive here, you meet people, and so fast. I mean, I've been to Antigua, I've been to San Cristobal, I've been to Oaxaca, I've been, you know, those tourist more agreeable kind of place, more beautiful city and things. But it's kind of harder to get really, you meet the people who travel, but everybody is like for a short time. But to really get alive, to really get like, here there's a big expat community. But as soon as they seen you like 3, 4, 5 times in town, it's kind of everybody knows you're there for a while. And then you get invited everywhere. You make so fast, people make so fast a life here. And then there's the expat, but then there's also the Guatemaltec. They want to hear about you. They want to know about you. You're walking on the street, everybody say hi. You're sitting on a bench on a park. Some Guatemaltecs will come and speak with you. And not just to cruise you. They really want to know you. And they invite you to their home. And so it's so easy to make friends, either, I don't know if it's the right word, in Guatemaltec people and also expat people. So really fast, you kind of know what's happening and things like that. But yeah, so if that's what interests you, a life and a great energy, and it is the place for you. If what you want is museum to visit and very beautiful a city and things like that, well, I don't think it's the place. But Sheila, when you have it in your heart, it's hard to take it out of your heart. It's a great place.
Speaking of hearts, I have one quick last question. Valentine's Day is coming up. Will you be my Valentine?
Wow. Wow. Yes, why not? With pleasure. With pleasure, Jason. Yes, for sure. For sure.
Thank you. Yeah. Gigi, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Oh, thank you for asking me.
That's it for this edition of the Travelogue Media Podcast. Music is by Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks for listening. Walk tall, live free. You can find Travelogue Media on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find me using the hashtag Travelogue Media. Consider supporting the show by rating and reviewing on Apple Podcasts or by making a donation. Visit paypal.me/JSK Media. Send email to podcast@travelogue.media.